Well, it was after 4 o'clock, and little Jericho Johnson, he just sat up in his chair and he says, "Where's Ma?" Well, two other people in the room did not identify themselves. They were just in the room. He says, "Where's Ma?" And they just sat there, didn't really say anything, but one was clunking a kind of a, like a metal cup or something, just banging against the wall. Well, he was a little concerned about that because, for one thing, he didn't know who they were, and why was he banging this metal cup against the wall anyway? So he just sat up in the chair a little stronger like that. "Now, where is she?" And they both looked at him, looked straight in his eyes, both of them, and they were like burning a hole right between his eyes. You could actually see the smoke starting to lift like that right between his eyes. Well, he just sat back like that and just shook his head several times and rolled off to the side and fell onto the floor and just kind of flopped around there for a little while until he got his hands away from his head just a little bit and said, "What the heck? What happened?" Well, the two guys sitting there were just staring at him like there was something not quite right with him. Well, they were right. There was something wrong with him. He was getting a burn hole right between his eyes, and they did it. But whatever it was, he was really shook up right now, and he didn't know what to do. This room was not that big, and it only had one small window off to the side. So what the heck was he going to do now? There's nowhere to go. Couldn't get out. The window was too small. I mean, it looked almost big enough to get out, but it really wasn't big enough for him. He was pretty sure of that. His shoulders he was really concerned about, because if his shoulders got through, his hips would probably get through. It's more like, well, I don't want to say a stomach, but come on now. We all know the situation, and that's how it is. You got a big belly like that, and you're not going to make it through something like that. Well, in any case, he just turned around and walked back over to his chair like that and rolled it off into the corner, even though it wasn't on wheels. He just literally pulled it over and slapped it into the corner like that and turned around and sat down on the chair. Well, there's two guys which still standing there. I don't know who they were or where they came from, but they were there in the room with him. Was he in some kind of a confinement of some sort? Is that what it was? Is that why he was even there? He had no idea whatsoever. Well, as he sat there, just sitting there wondering, he wandered off with his head off to the side, off to the right, just a little bit. And he could see this kind of crack in the floor. It was a square crack, probably about the size of a manhole cover, but only square. And it was in the floor there. He knew it was in the floor, and there was a possibility he could pry that open and drop inside and get out of that place. Well, he didn't tell the guys about it. He just looked at it and just thought to himself, "Now, I hope we're not here too long, because if they wander off to sleep like they look like they will, they look kind of droopy-eyed," and he thought maybe they're just going to kind of clunk out there for a while. That's when he was going to go over to that hole and have a look at it real close. Maybe he could get his comb out or something and pry it open if it was light enough. That's what he thought he was going to do. But without any hesitation whatsoever, he just stood up straight and said, "Okay, who are you guys?" And the one bigger one over at the left there, he just turned his head real slow to him and said,
"What do you want from us?"
"Look, I don't want anything from you."
"Then why are you so concerned about it?"
"Well, I want to know who you are."
"Sit down. Relax."
He didn't know what to say because the guy wasn't concerned about it. His hair was hanging in his face like that. He could hardly even see him. So he probably didn't even know if he could even recognize him. The other guy off to the side who was banging the cup, he was just sitting there just doing nothing. He had his leg up and his arm on his leg and still had the cup in his hand, but he wasn't banging it. But still, the idea. What the heck is he doing there? What are we doing here? What are we doing here anyway? Talking to the guy sitting up there with his cup. "What are we doing here anyway?" And the guy didn't even respond. His eyebrows flickered a little bit when he hollered like that, but he knew he could hear him, but he didn't respond. Why? That's what he wanted to know. And for one thing, how did you do that with my eyes? I mean, how between my eyes, how did you do that? Well, they didn't respond at all. He was really concerned now, so he was just going to be quiet. He thought, if I'm quiet and they get tired, well, they're going to nod off, fall asleep for probably maybe half an hour or so, giving me enough time, he thought, to open up that little opening on the floor, which he knew it was an opening because it had the hole cut, but it just wasn't lifted up yet. So there he was. Told himself, I'm going to be quiet. Sure enough, he just sat there, quiet, didn't say anything, and even faked a snore to make him think like he's sleeping. He closed his eyes a little bit and went, well, after about 30 minutes like that, He actually fell asleep himself. Well, now he doesn't even know if the guys fell asleep, because he probably fell asleep with him. Well, that was real nice. Now what was he going to do? Now he was going to try and open the door anyway, because he felt to himself, they'll come out with me anyway, so what's the difference if they see me, instead of me having to sneak out? So he got over on the side like that and got down on his knees, and he reached into his back pocket and he pulled out his comb and he tried to squeeze it in between that little crack there, is around that square piece of opening, and he pried it back, and it was lifting up. It was actually lifting up, and he's lifting a little more like that. And pretty soon, with his fingernails, he reached off to the side like that and just kind of grabbed onto it as much as he could and just lifted it up. He held it with his other hand with his fingernails clung on, and he stuck his comb a little bit deeper and he pried it up, and pretty soon, within probably 15 seconds or so, he had it already up and lifted. Look at that! It was all dark. He didn't know what it was. He had no idea. But he was going to stick his head down there and have a look around anyway. And so he did. He just bent over real far like that. And as soon as he stuck his head all the way down, as you would expect, the guy holding the cup come running over there. Well, he spooked the heck out of him. When he spooked him like that, he tried to turn around, but he fell forward right into the hole. And he probably dropped about 4 or 5 feet, but he got up like that and you could see him. The guy with the cup was looking in on him, and he was all by himself in this dark area. And he turned around and he looked this way and he looked that way, and he didn't quite know exactly where he was, but he had to get out because he knew this was a big concern. He thought to himself, you know what? I don't want to be stuck in here. I'd rather be stuck in the room than here. He could have probably reached up and hung to the top of the floor there, but then he probably stepped on his fingers, so he didn't want to do that. He said, forget that one. So he started to wind around. He noticed it was a little bumpy down there, and it wasn't real dark. I mean, it was dark, don't get me wrong. His eyes were adjusting now. It wasn't real dark, but he could make his way through. So that's what he did. He started working his way and fiddling around with this, that, and the other thing, banged his head into that pipe and just kind of worked his way around. He could see the little bit of a light crack out there to the side, and he started to wander toward that, and eventually, within probably 5 minutes or so, knocked the lock right off. It was one of those cheapo locks. But he was able to get out and out into the fresh air like that, and he just couldn't believe it. Could not believe he got out. Well, when he stood up and started looking around, he realized he was in some kind of a park area. And there was a building that he just got out of. It was a pretty tall building. He didn't know what it was or where it was, but he had to get out of there quick. And that's just what he did. He just started running down the road. Ran as fast as he could until he tired out a bit and started walking. But that was the way it worked. And he just kept walking along and just kept moving along. Just kept on moving along. Just kept on moving along. He didn't even know where he came from. But he was moving along anyway. Just moving along quickly, quickly, moving along. Moving along, quickly. Moving along, quickly. Moving along, quickly. Moving along quickly, moving along quickly, moving along quickly, moving along quickly, moving along quickly.